what were they doing that put them in a position where they were, one, able to get you guys to take as many shots from the point as you did, and two, block as many as they were able to?
Well, they collapse hard in their D zone, so the points are wide open. That's kind of what they've been doing, is like their wingers collapse really low to the net, so even if we have a guy in the slot, that's kind of covered off by their winger. So a lot of room to work point shots up top, and it's kind of, they didn't really give up much off the rush. So when you get that offensive zone pressure on a team like that, just kind of stays and packs it in tight. The points are going to be open, and that's where we're going to get a lot of chances.
Saros seemed to be seeing the puck really well. Did you think your team did enough to maybe affect him in that manner?
Stopped every one of them, so I don't think we did enough, obviously. But, I think we could have done better at, getting more pucks to the point, honestly. We were holding on to a couple down there that we probably didn't need to, and then once we did, we weren't getting enough people in the lane, and we weren't getting enough shots through. So an area improvement for sure.
Andrew, how would you characterize your guys' start to that game? I think with 11 giveaways in the first, and Connor had to make a number of big saves to kind of keep it one goal.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much it. 11 giveaways in 11 minutes, so 0 out of 10 maybe.
What did you see in your breakaway? Obviously, you had to make a good save.
I don't really think he saw it, to be honest with you. I think it just kind of hit him. Smaller goalie, thought, I think he was challenging, had a lot of time, just tried to put it over his shoulder, and it just looked like it just kind of hit him, and he just kind of reacted after it hit him.
Home ice has been an advantage for your group for a long time.
Yeah.
Any way to explain it? Six games
good? I don't think so. I think it's just kind of, it's not like we've been six at home in a row that have been terrible. It's kind of intermixed with one-offs here and one-offs there. So, we gotta right the ship, obviously, and figure out what to do. But, like you said, we've had home success for a long time. So I don't really think it's a long-term issue, but definitely something we got to worry about for next game.
What do you take from today's game moving forward?
Second two periods were a lot better. I think we started getting on the body and started to get a lot of offensive zone time, especially late in the second into the third. So, good things there. But, we got to figure out that start.
Defensively, your team hasn't won a game in which it's trailed since November 27th. What's affected this team's ability to
fight? I feel like every win before that was, we were coming back, though.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Couldn't tell you what one way or the other. I don't think we press anymore. I don't think we open up our game. I think it's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes she goes, and sometimes she doesn't.
You mentioned that
Josh Morris is in
there might be even more opportunities to go back to the point when they're collapsing in the middle. When they're so tight there, is that the game plan? Is that how you eventually overcome that?
You can't really force pucks into the slots, and then it's turnovers, and then it's rushes the other way for them. So we just got to make sure we're doing as good a job as we can in terms of beating our man to the net or getting in front of the goalie's eyes, and then for the D on the blue line, walking the line and trying to make sure shots get through.